Hello, Seminole High School Big Band. This is Professor Dante Luciani from the Frost School of Music, University of Miami. Welcome. Okay, Midnight Voyage. Okay, right off the bat, tenor sounds good. He's got a nice sound. Bones, good counter melody. The only thing I hear lacking at the moment is just some energy in the percussion. I think, you know, although it's written mezzo piano, I think you could play with a little bit more authority and energy. Beats like specifically measure 37 and 38. You got to really play those off beats on the triplet. That applies to the whole ensemble and the drummer. Nice improvised solo. Tenor player. You know, during the solo, in general, it might be good to have only one comping instrument instead of three. Right now we have guitar, vibraphone, and piano comping for a busy soloist. I think he could knock out at least two of those compers or have them split up the form so that there's not over comping involved. Yeah. Yeah, very good, nice emotional energy coming from the tenor solo. Awesome, nice job. Listen for a little bit. Okay, we're listening to the guitar solo now. Nice guitar player, but we got two compers besides the guitar player now. Once again, a little bit too much comping. And drummer, you don't have to be shy with the ride cymbal. You can be playing that ride cymbal nice and strong. Splang-a-lang has to be heard. I know that sometimes those quarter note triplets are hard to conceptualize. Bow-do-do-do-bow. Right? Bow-do-do-do-bow. The drummer's playing them pretty well. Thank you. nice solo section at the end with the trombones and saxes. Okay, now we're winding down a little bit. Careful on this decrescendo that it's not too long, because now at the end here we're kind of leaving the sax player out to dry a little bit, but still well done. Note right before the cadenza could have been a long note with a railroad track instead of a short note with a railroad track. You know, a chord, railroad track, then tenor cadenza. And I would actually, well, we'll see what happens here. Okay, cool. All right, nice job. Okay, now we're moving on to When I Fall in Love. Nice blend, good phrasing, baritone, you can bring that out a little bit in bar 7, but sounds good. Now, this is mezzo piano, but even though we're playing softly, you still have to play with energy and you still have to put some air through the horn saxes. That's the melody. We need to hear more of that. Boo-doo-dee-da-da. I don't hear that, you know. Boo-doo-dee-da. More melody, more melody, more saxes here. Trumpet solo. Don't be afraid to play long phrases. Take big breaths and play nice long phrases. Okay, double time. Nice job. Okay, bars 2, 4, and 6 after measure 30. Cutoffs need to be defined. If it's off on four, that's great. If it's off on one, that's great. But we all got to do that together. That's very effective. We need some drum fills in there. I know they're not written, but. Interesting. I'm trying to see if you guys went into single time at measure 64 instead of measure 65, which works, but that's not the way the score is written. General, it sounds very good. Okay, here comes Midnight Voyage by an arranger I really like, Alan Baylock. Okay. Midnight Voyage, so far so good. Trombones. We got, with this type of groove, ba ba ba, sounds a little bit rushed because even though it's a fast tempo, we've got to be able to subdivide, right? Shaka-tika-ba-da, ba-ba-ba, right? Ba-ba-ba-ba. That's still static. It's a little bit rushed sounding. Oh, this is Mofongo. My mistake. Bob Mitchell. I should have known. But yeah, so anyway, what I was saying about the subdivision still holds through, right? 16th note subdivisions are very important. Everywhere. So measure 57. There's just some rhythms that aren't being played properly. Okay, so now we're getting the first couple of the solos. Now I'm listening to the alto player. Once again, everybody's comping at the same time. So that needs to be addressed because there's a lot of good soloistic stuff going on. It's just getting kind of clouded out by all that comping. Mm-hmm. job. Nice solo. So, yeah, we're back on the DS here. And the rhythm changes. And the rhythm section, sorry. Okay. It's a challenging chart. It's a challenging chart. In spite of that, you guys did a good job.